Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
844, 16 till 9, Bond Commission, Fiscal Advisor, Payroll loan, all that stuff's been going on at City Hall. But meanwhile, some other stuff has been going on as well. J.P. Morrell joins us right now, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about it. How you doing, J.P.?
Good. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm all right. Tell me about what's going on with short-term rentals and a study that's out. What is this all about?
Basically, there, Leslie Harris and I, about 2 years ago, right after we did the initial legislation for residential short-term rentals, we asked the City Planning Commission to do a study on all transient lodging, which is basically short-term rentals and short-term rental address adjacent stuff. It took them 2 years, but they finally published the study. And for the most part, the study pretty much lays out a framework. CPC hasn't voted on or sent it to us yet, but it lays out a framework for regulating all short-term rentals, not just the non-commercial, but the commercial as well.
How do those differ? I'm a little bit confused.
So a residential short-term rental is when the little old ladies rent out their back room, or someone's renting out their back house, or someone's renting their personal home. Commercial short-term rentals are the larger commercial structures where, like, for example, you remember how during the big rush they were flipping apartment buildings into like mini hotels?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like the larger commercial ventures where it's either larger structures or structures that are zoned commercial in commercial areas, sort of like what you saw happening in the downtown development district, parts of the Marigny and the Bywater, where you saw larger short-term rental projects.
I'm a little bit confused about where this stands with what happened already with court rulings and everything else. Straighten me out.
All of the court ruling stuff just dealt with the non-commercial short-term rentals, not the commercial ones. So the commercial ones have not been litigated. There were some references to them in the other lawsuits, but there has been there were two interim zoning districts preventing the permitting of commercial short-term rentals while the study was pending. The study has now been released, and the council is going to review the study and then act upon it to regulate the commercial rentals like we've regulated the short-term, the non-commercial short-term rentals.
So commercial short-term rentals are for otherwise known as Airbnbs or Vrbos or these
kind
of things?
Well, the Airbnb and VRBO do both. It's just commercials are – way to look at it, Tommy, is not non-commercial, the neighborhood short-term rentals, those are like a house. Commercial short-term rentals are like larger apartment buildings, converted gas stations – commercial property that is being turned into a short-term rental.
But it's got nothing to do with housing more than one group of people.
No, it has to deal with the nature of the property, whether it's a commercial property or a residential property. So what we've been regulating is the residential properties, what we have not been regulating because we put an interim zoning district in place was the commercial properties, because they're a bit more complicated. For a lot of people in the housing arena, the commercials are actually a bit more dangerous because they were individuals buying up apartment complexes to convert them into giant kind of like commercial short-term rental hotels, mm-hmm. and kicking all the people in the apartment complexes out. When you look at what happened with 1201 Canal Street, that most recent kind of case we had in front of us, that was a commercial short-term rental situation where they were trying to get an exception to the interim zoning district to convert individual units within a commercial building into short-term rentals, and the council didn't allow it because we had the study that was pending. And because the council has a lot of concerns with when you're actively converting apartments into short-term rentals, you're literally getting rid of housing.
So is the difference between a commercial short-term rental that the owner doesn't live there, or does the owner live there?
No, just it's purely just the nature of the property. Like, is the property a commercial property or a residential property? So
I'm not getting the difference as far as the actual difference, though.
It's not the use, Tommy, it's the zoning.
Okay.
A apartment complex is zoned commercial. Your house you live in is zoned residential. So commercial short-term rentals are short-term rentals inside of commercially zoned property.
So what does this call for, this study? What does it address?
Well, we're still reviewing the study because it's very, 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 very long. But what it's talking about is putting restrictions in to try and stop the proliferation or control the proliferation of converting stuff like apartment buildings into short-term rentals, and to limit how many you allow, because when an entire apartment building gets converted into a short-term rentals, those are literally apartments that people who live here could use being turned into essentially hotels.
Let me take a break.
I mean,
yeah. I'll try to sort it out and understand here because my eyes have glazed over. I'm trying to figure it out, but you can help me through it, JP, because you're a talented lawyer and you can do that, all right?
I guess.
All right, because I'm still trying to figure out what the hell we're talking about here, but we'll get it. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking to JP Morrell about this report from the City Planning Commission, as I understand it, about commercial short-term rentals. The text line's full of people like me that are a little bit confused about what exactly this plan calls for. Is it about, the City Council has already talked about zoning residential short-term rentals. Is that the other term we're using, as opposed to commercial short-term rentals? So now we're talking
residential short-term rentals, Tommy, are like neighborhoods.
All right, so now we're talking about, go ahead.
Yeah, residential is like your single-family home in a neighborhood. Commercial short-term rentals are like apartment buildings downtown, or commercially zoned structures that are used for commerce, are used for multiple different types of ownership in a single building.
I'm trying
to figure out ways to show the distinction, but like,
well, here's what confuses me, JP. Let me say this. Here's what confuses me. You go to some neighborhoods, and there's a gas station right in the middle of a neighborhood that somebody could buy. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Convert to a short-term rental, but then I'm confused with how it would be zoned then.
That's exactly the problem. So part of the problem with commercial short-term rentals is that when you regulate the neighborhood ones, people can find a commercial structure and go, this isn't a neighborhood short-term rental, it's a commercial one, and it still disrupts the neighborhood like a neighborhood short-term rental. So part of us requiring this separate study on commercial structures is, how do you protect the integrity of neighborhoods when you have this separate type of short-term rental that's commercial that we have to regulate separately because it's zoned differently? You actually kind of highlighted the problem, because like you can have a defunct gas station in the middle of your neighborhood that you've parked your car in and have forgotten about. And then you wake up one day, they've done some paint on it, and suddenly they're having frat parties at it. That's literally part of the problem, is that was never meant to be a mini hotel. How do we regulate that because it's zoned differently? So the transient lodges study, which by all means, we're still reading the massive thing. It's kind of a mess, but it was created for the purpose for trying to give us a framework on how we're going to regulate those commercial properties. Because the problem is, Tommy, that with commercial properties, owners have a lot of rights, and having this transient lodging study is almost a requirement before the council can step in and start regulating it. So we're going to pass legislation to regulate commercial short-term rentals like the neighborhood ones. We had to have a transient lodging study to be a basis of that conversation, but the goal is to protect neighborhoods and to make sure that we don't have people unfairly using the commercial status of a piece of property to either A, kick people out of their apartments, or B, start turning random gas stations into hotels.
So you wouldn't have a problem with somebody turning a random gas station into a permanent living complex for somebody, would you?
I mean, I think the challenge would be when you try to convert something into a regular hotel or turn it into somewhere where you want to live, there's a lot of zoning and health requirements around it. We're just trying to make sure everything's consistent, because part of the problem we had with short-term rentals, commercial and neighborhood, is that until we got in the middle of regulating it, once the city opened it up years ago, it was like the wild.
Yeah, there was no enforcement, right?
So there was no enforcement. There's really no definition. So we're just going step by step to make sure that everyone has to fight on a level playing field and that communities and neighborhoods are protected. We do not want random frat party houses in the middle of your neighborhood and old dial-up gas stations that you forgot about.
What is the next step here, JP?
We're going to wait for city planning to review it. We're reviewing it currently, and Councilor Harris and I, who have kind of been dealing with this the most out of everyone on the council, we're going to get into a regulation posture probably in the new year.
Thanks for holding my hand and leave me in the first grade. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
You have a good day, JP Morrell. All right, we come back, we'll talk about the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.